today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
You already know God ain't playing with you no more. He's already played with you. And God is setting the house in order. Sometimes he will hurt you, but he's trying to save you. Sometimes to get you saved, he has to hurt you. That's how he works. He's not trying to make you smile every day and stop telling people that it's going to be all right when you follow Jesus. You may get a crook in your back. You may have to walk slow. But I tell you what, if you praise him, he will deliver you and set you free. I can't preach no gospel that's not true.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Spirit of Obstruction. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Acts chapter 16, verses 16 through 19.
And we'll go for Acts chapter 16, verse 16, as we continue a series called Dominion. I believe God wants us to take dominion. It doesn't come without aggression, without force. The kingdom suffers violence, and the violent must take dominion, take the kingdom by force. I want to read Acts 16 and do a sequel to what we started this morning with the spirit of sabotage. This morning, I want to teach a message called the spirit of obstruction. The spirit of obstruction. So let's deal with Acts 16 and 16. Now it happened. Say, now it happened. As we went to pray, that a certain slave, a slave girl possessed with the spirit of divination, met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, "These men are men or servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to us the way of salvation." And this she did for many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And he came out. Notice the Spirit is in the male gender. He came out that very hour. But when her master saw that their hope of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities. Give special notice to verse 16. Now it happened as we went to pray, we were met with an obstruction. From the subject in our series called Dominion, from the subject, the spirit of obstruction. Father, I give you praise for the insight into the word. And I pray now that obstruction and sabotage would be identified in our congregation, in this community, and that we would not allow obstructions and sabotage to stop us from pursuing the goals that you've set before us. For many, Father, we are unaware of this python, this witchery, that has blocked our view of you or got us off of track. But today I thank you for a complete dial-in and awareness and insight to the strategies of this subtle, subtle spirit. And I give you praise for dominion, the end result of us taking the authority over every principality and power in the name of the Lord Jesus, every spiritual wickedness in high places. Thank you, Lord, that we are overcomers. Think through my mind, speak through these lips. We get the growth and you get the glory. In Jesus' name, come on, say amen. Amen. Glory to God. Clap your hands one more time for the word of the Lord. Uh, I'm moved by the passage here out of Acts 16, as I shared with the church earlier this morning in our early service, that I preached from Acts 16, actually the first time that I ministered in Jacksonville at the Potter's House underneath the leadership of Bishop Vaughn McLaughlin. I came from this very text and preached a message entitled Midnight Crises, and dealt with three specific people out of Acts 16. And the aim of the ministry was to show that many of us are trying to be perfected, but you will never be perfected in your growth, development spiritually until you engage properly with the ministry gift. In other words, there must be an apostle, a prophet, evangelist, a pastor, or teacher that you learn to coordinate with that can perfect the saints for the work of ministry. And you need to identify that, and you need to associate or engage with that gift properly if you're going to see deliverance. And so God sends apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors, especially pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints. And you're supposed to fall in love with your pastor. That is the ring finger of your hand. A lot of people fall in love with their apostle and with their prophet, but it is the pastor that sticks with you long term. It is the pastor that buries children. It is the pastor that makes sure we go to the graduation, that pastors that make sure you get benevolence. It's pastors that help you along the way. And we should fall in love and go in the covenant with the pastor. And it is the ministry gift that you must associate with if you're going to be developed and if you're going to grow. And so in Philippi, Paul had an opportunity to engage three people. This was the sum of the message that I preached in 1998. And that is, he spoke to a woman by the name of Lydia. And I preached about Lydia. She is an entrepreneur, a seller of purple. And you won't see your business grow until you relate to people properly. When you relate to the right person, when you have the right connection, you'll see your business grow, especially kingdomites. The lady sold purple, but she never wore it. Like many of you want to see everybody blessed, but when it's your turn, you back up. You don't want pictures. Don't call my name. You want to bless everybody, want them to receive everything that you have, but you don't know how to wear it yourself. And it's an amazing thing to me that you can want everybody blessed but don't know how to accept affirmation yourself. Lydia was like that. She had tragedy, but she opened up her heart for the man of God, and her whole house was saved. The second person in my message back in 1998, and I preached about it, is this saved girl that's dancing, saying these men are the most men of the Most High God, but she's controlled by a spirit of divination. We do know, as you read in the text, she is delivered, and her masters are upset with it. They drag Paul and Silas into the marketplace and set them before the authorities. They go on to beat them and throw them in the prison. And then the third person identified in my message is the jailer himself, who threw Paul and Silas into the stockades. But at midnight, as Enoch Clark said, we got to give God praise. And you don't know what your praise will do if you praise him, glory to God. At midnight, they prayed and sung songs, and the whole place was shaken, and God opened up the doors. And I believe we're about one praise away from seeing something shaken in our lives. It was a unique message. It moved Bishop McLaughlin to the core. And then he stood up. Maybe 60 pastors were there that night. Pastor Sabrina was there. It was a major move of the Spirit of God, a major move of the Spirit. Major move of the Spirit. It was a major move of the Spirit of God. And God moved in, and he prophesied to me for 30 minutes that one day my name would become great in the region in which that I'm standing. And he shared some things that I believe God spoke to him that are coming to pass even now. Can the church say amen? Amen. But this is what's a phenomenon to me. In Acts 16 and 16, the Spirit arrested me with this word. Verse 16, now it happened as we went to pray. For some reason, it's highlighted to me. Now it happened. For many of you that are under the sound of my voice, it happened. Now it happened to you. Something
happened in your life and your pursuit of God was arrested. Something occurred in your life. You were on the right track to do what God wanted you to do, and that is to talk to him and be about his business, but something came along the trail. Something interrupted the move of God. You were on your way to pray and said, I don't feel like it today. You were on your way to church and a word was about to be preached that would stop whatever the enemy's strategy was and whatever scheme he was trying to release in your life. You would have been equipped to handle it, but you say, I'm not going. I think I'll hang out with my sisters. As I shared with the church, there was a leader in our ministry years ago that said, I'm tired of church. I think me and my sisters are going to go shopping down in West Palm Beach. And almost everybody that followed her is no longer a member of this church. And they were intricately tied because something happened. You should have received a word from the Lord. You were on your way to praise God and get fuel for the journey that's ahead of you. And you decided to have some type of activity, or there was some type of divination that crossed your path and caused you to stray away from the purpose of God. You find out what happened. What does it look like? What kind of activity was it? In the text here, they were on their way to pray, to talk to God. Is there anything more important than talking to God? I'll tell you no. And many of you don't understand that until there's a crisis, and then everybody's supposed to pray. But God wants you to talk to him just because you love him. When is the last time that you woke up in the morning and said, Lord, I love you? Or did you pick up the stocks? Pick up a book and some coffee and be about your business without talking to the one that gave you life? I get 1,000 requests a year for people to pray for them. And if I turn to them and say, what are you going to do for God? They moonwalk back. I better not ask for resources. Then all I am is after money. But I get at least 500 requests for money every year. And if I were to say something ignorant to anybody when they're in a crisis, they would say, I'm not sensitive. But are you sensitive to God? What happened when you were on your way to God? Who crossed your path? Was it a girl? Was it a girl that was telling you, affirming you, saying the right thing, but a spirit of divination was using her? The lady is saying the right thing, but it wasn't the Holy Ghost using her. And many of you think because people tell you things you already know, it must be God. Listen, every devil on the face of the earth know where you live. Know your house address and what kind of car you drive in. They know your family tree. They know that my father's granddaddy was born in the year 1900, that he will be 124 years old today. They know what year he was born in, 1941. They know what year Enoch was born in, 1962. They know everything about you. So if you hear something you already know, why does it pull you off of your path? You already know. That's old news. The devil only can give you old news. What you need is new news. You need good news. You need direction from the Lord. And once you set your path, don't let nothing distract you. Amen. Now it happened that as we were going to pray, look at this. She's a slave girl. She's not even on on a pedestal. She's slave. It's evident that she's slave. Yet the enemy sent her to distract the men of God from their destiny. And many of you are allowing shackles to distract you. That which is inferior to distract you. That which what you would say, I would never let that bother me. I can't believe they did it. Yeah. 3 years later, it's all wrapped around you. It's a spirit of divination. The scripture says it met us. It met us. That means she didn't just follow them, but it met her. She came and intersected their path. I think she was in front of them, then she was on the side of them, and then she would walk behind them, and she's doing a 360. She met us. What is circling you right now to detour you from the purposes of God? The Bible says she profited from fortune telling, which means she had an ability to speak about future things. Some of us would fall in love with anybody that would tell us it's going to be all right tomorrow. Everything's going to be all right. God's going to fix it if that's what you want to hear. But I'm your pastor, and I may tell you, you're on a three-year track, a three-year track of development, and you must make movement. You must make movement. You must make movement and pursue the things of God. If you expect to get with God, you must make movement. Can the church say amen? Fortune telling doesn't always come from God. A lot of young people are tying together with crystals. We got family, got sisters that can put leaves in your tea. And the way the leaves move in the tea, they tell you what's going to happen. A lot of young people are tied to that. A lot of young people are tied, and old folk too, old coons, are still looking the zodiac. Zodiac, did you read? Do you understand what's supposed to happen to you? These things are inferior to God. We're not supposed to follow zodiac, not supposed to read something in the newspaper and say, wow, that speaks to me. As I shared with the church here a few years ago, there was a lady named Cleo in Orlando when I was coming through. A lady named Cleo, and she had a lot of church folk going over to Orlando for her to tell you future. There's a lot of fortune tellers coming in town, and you're going to see a new wave of it happen. And they're young. They're going to tie things different. They're going to wear some of the stuff that you see, like with long gowns like that you see me wearing. They're going to have their hair tied up. They're going to have dreadlocks. They're going to be a little different. But it's the same old, same old. To pull silly people out of your purpose. You already know God ain't playing with you no more. He's already played with you. And God is setting the house in order. Sometimes he will hurt you, but he's trying to save you. Sometimes to get you saved, he has to hurt you. That's how he works. He's not trying to make you smile every day and stop telling people that it's going to be all right when you follow Jesus. You may get a crook in your back. You may have to walk slow. But I tell you what, if you praise him, he will deliver you and set you free. I can't preach no gospel that's not true. Everything that God says in fortune telling, you can find in the scripture. If it's not tied to scripture, let it go. Why would a star be able to speak to you? Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Stars are speaking to you? It's inferior. God only used the star to attract the magi to Jesus. Then he stopped using stars. He was trying to take them where? To Jesus, not to their purpose and to their truth. They were magi. They looked to the stars. So he appeared in a star to take them to Bethlehem and even to a manger. Then he stopped using stars. He doesn't use straws anymore like he used with Jonah. He doesn't use inferior things. He doesn't use fleeces anymore like he did with Gideon. It is the Holy Spirit now that directs us into our purpose. You don't need to fleece God. You don't need no confirmation with anything in the sky. You need to follow the Holy Ghost and the Word. Lest you get distracted. Oh my God. The sky, stars are just gases, supernovas. They don't speak to us. The only thing the scripture says that the sky is supposed to say to you is, what is man? When you look in the stars, what is man that you're mindful of him? You got this big universe out there, yet you made me in your likeness and in your image. A star is not made in the image of God. It's just beauty out there. He's showing you how powerful he is, but his love is tied to humanity. people that he gave a free will. You can decide to love him or you can walk away today. But he loves it when your will is exchanged for his. Stop trying to be super spiritual. God ain't speaking through stuff like he wants to speak through his word. Yes, he does speak through circumstance, but that's not his primary way. He speaks primarily through his word. If you have a dream, listen to me, if you have a dream, it means he's tried to get you twice and you missed it. While you were awake, he came to you twice while you were awake, but you were in a fog or distracted. So he waited until you were asleep and then he came to you in a dream. His primary way of dealing with you is while you're awake, you're looking at scripture or you're in a church getting a word from the Lord. Blessed be the name of God. Hallelujah. So we're living in the day, as I share with the church, of intuitive perception. That may be a code word if you're out there on the internet surfing. Intuitive perception. I just say it is a year or a time where people are being distracted. Intuitive. Innate. Perception. Stop trusting what you feel. If it's not discernment from the Holy Ghost, stop trusting it. Some things are not tied to God. It's tied to demonic trafficking. The New Testament term for intuitive perception, that's modern term, but New Testament term is the spirit of divination. It is known as the spirit of witchcraft. Witches are working a brew and serving it to you through the internet and through inferior means. It is also a python spirit, which means it constricts your prayer line and your word line or the bread. And it magnifies your imagination and makes you interested in things that have nothing to do with God, and you're distracted. It also invites you to illegal access to doors and windows that you're not authorized to go through. It gives you access to doors and windows, doors in the spirit and windows in the spirit that you've never been authorized to go through. There are some places and companies right around us that you can't get access in until you have a certain clearance. Now that happens in the natural. Why would you think you should be able to leave earth and then penetrate the second heaven and go through any door when on earth you can't do certain things unless you're authorized? Blessed be his name. But the internet opens you up, media opens you up to say I can access this and that, and you're not even ready for it. You don't even have the proper armor on for it. And you open up your life for these demonic spirits to walk in and out because you're curious. Wisdom is knowing weaknesses and staying away from it. It is not being super spiritual. And I'm saying that you're naked in the second heaven if you don't have covering. And if you access it through fog and you sin and you're not ready for it, you will be stripped right before us. Everybody quiet, right? Because we know what fog is, right? This is what's happening with this generation. You don't want to listen to me, but you watch what I say. If you go to the second heaven and you're uncovered, you're going to be stripped in the earth. Because it is a spirit of witchcraft that's taking you there. While you're on your way to pray, you've been derailed. Glory, hallelujah. You'll never have dominion in your life until you get rooted and grounded. And so unauthorized doors, anything that's illegal, believers should stay away from it. Glory to God. If you don't have a clearance, there's certain places you shouldn't be anyway. What is the difference between a private door and a secret door? The difference between a private door and a secret door. The private door will have private on it. But a secret door, no one knows it's there. I want y'all to think about what I just said. We all know it's a private door because it would say only authorized personnel. What about a secret door, though? That's a chamber that no one knows it unless you know the secret. And some of you have been introduced to secret doors and you're not authorized. Thank you, Lord. Watch what you step into. Satan himself took Jesus to a mountain and showed him all of the kingdoms of the world and said, I will give you power in them and over them if you will only bow down and worship me. And the Lord spoke to me that he's doing the same thing with this generation, taking you up into high places, but you're not authorized.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, The Spirit of Obstruction, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2406-0211. That's reference number 2406-0211.
The Atlantic hurricane season has begun and will run through November 30th. Make time to prepare and save money on those much-needed supplies by taking advantage of the 2024 Disaster Preparedness Sales Tax holiday until June 14th and again from August 24th through September 6th. Married and engaged couples, join us for the Marriage Enrichment Hearts Entwined session on Saturday, June 15th at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary. Child care is provided. It's time to become relentless and tag up to God with corporate prayer. Relentless will meet in the sanctuary on Friday, June 21st at 7 p.m. Check out the Truth Revealed mobile app for details on joining virtually. Vacation Bible School Praise Party 2 is scheduled for Monday, July 15th through Friday, July 19th. Use the mobile app to register your children ages 2 through 6th grade. And remember to purchase your t-shirts. Volunteer opportunities are also available for middle and high schoolers, and what a great way to get those community service hours. Check out the mobile app and register today. Join the life-changing Driven group today. Scan the QR code in the foyer to unlock your life's purpose. Small group sessions are starting soon. Reach out to Elder Toby for more details.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day. Thank you.